And welcome into the Wednesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Remember, FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well. Joe Rex Road, what's going on? How's life?
Life's fine. Couldn't quite make it to the end with the Preds, but I see they held on.
They did hold on. Michelle, how are we doing?
Doing good this morning, guys. Don't even say anything about Kentucky. I saw you, Robbie. I saw your face. I need 24 hours to mourn it. We will talk about it tomorrow.
Well, I'd get used to it. It's going to happen a few times this year.
We didn't have two players, just like you guys didn't have two players, and you lost to Alabama. Okay, I'm done.
Man,
I just could not begin the show any other way. Although technically, Joe, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's best to just go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off, Michelle.
Elephant in the room. It was the elephant in the room. I saw your face, Robbie. You were like, Michelle? And then I was like, darn it.
Oh, that was a wild ending of that one.
It was a stupid ending. That's what that was.
Nashville Predators get it done last night, 3-2 against Vegas, which means, Joe Rexrode, they are in first place right now in the Central Division with 44 points, 21-11-2 on the season. They take down Vegas last night. Two more goals from Philip Forsberg. You know, the first goal he scores, he just absolutely rips on a snapshot, goes in, and then the second goal he scored was a goal in which only Philip Forsberg on this team could score. Great move around Alex Pietrangelo, basically passes the puck to himself and chips it, and then goes on the backhand. It was a very 2018 playoffs highlight reel-esque goal by Philip Forsberg. It was pretty darn fun to see. That guy is playing at a different level right now.
Kind of a versus the Avs type of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. I'm looking at it right now. Filthy Phil, per the Preds official site. Yeah. That's a big win for this team. Now, you know, Vegas has some missing people too, but still, I mean, that has not been a great matchup for them. And, you know, they should be able to be successful on this road trip. You take care of this game. Boy, that is a sick goal.
It's pretty nuts what he was able to do on just that play.
Stops and goes back to the backhand. Jeez.
Well, the best part of the whole play is like in the highlight video, as soon as the play is over, Pietrangelo just gets so mad and like slams his stick up against the post because he knows he just got torched. It's just that's a tough one for Alex Pietrangelo. He's a great defenseman. Ooh. It happens to the best of them.
Yep. Yep. Boy, tell you what, man. Yeah. He's filthy right now. It's not even Phil February.
It is not Phil February, and he is filthy right now.
I was like, Joe, what was that?
Nah.
That also means the listeners, with Doug from Franklin selecting Philip Forsberg yesterday, have moved into sole possession of second place in Preds Pick to Click. Joe remains at 9. The listeners now at 7. They're coming for you, Joe.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Well, hey, I mean, look, they get the first pick, you know.
And that is true.
Right now, I mean, who was it yesterday?
It was Doug.
Doug, you know, Doug did the right thing. I mean, that's what you do right now. There's no question. Until Philip Forsberg gives you a compelling reason to do something else, you go right to number 9.
No question about it. So the Predators win last night 3-2. They will take on Los Angeles coming up on Thursday before closing off the road trip on Saturday night against the Arizona Coyotes. So two winnable games left on the schedule for the Predators, and we'll see how they can close out this road trip. By the way, another pretty good night from UC Saros last night, but that continues to just be the norm for UC Saros at this point. Joe, we talked about this a little bit on the show yesterday. Bud Dupree and his situation that was alleged to have happened at the Walgreens in Nashville. There has now been video that's come out along with that. And also, in addition to video, there have been a charge that has been filed against Bud Dupree as well. So obviously, you know, the conversation has changed a little bit since the time we talked about it yesterday. What do you make of the charge against Bud Dupree, the videos that are out there, and what this could mean for him now that we have a charge and the Titans as he move forward here?
Yeah, well, like you said yesterday, it's sort of like, well, if there's a charge, then it's something. Until then, you know, it really doesn't mean much. But obviously, the police found enough to charge him. I mean, the video that was released, it's a really interesting editing job there. It makes Bud Dupree look completely, makes him look like he's just a peacemaker. But there is a full video, of course. I mean, there should be a full surveillance video, which I'm assuming the police, used in their decision to charge him. So ultimately, I think, the thing that bothers me about this is that they came back. You know, obviously something happened, and I think it appears to be a situation with, videoing someone in a store, which I'm sure is very annoying, if you're Bud Dupree, if you're a public figure. But also at this point, I mean, you gotta expect it a lot, don't you? As a public figure, I mean, you don't have to like it, but like, don't you have to expect that's going to happen some? So they came back, which I think is just really, apparently to get the guy's phone. I mean, yeah. Come on. It's just so stupid. It's so stupid. It doesn't appear that there was any serious injury here. If you want to put this in the context of the things that people are charged for and then what it leads to on the field. I mean, I don't expect Bud Dupree to miss any time. I don't expect him to do any jail time. It's probably going to be a fine and some kind of a program would be my guess based on the charges and based on an expected plea bargain, but it's stupid. And it's a distraction for this team. You know, it's things they get put themselves in this great position. They're getting healthier, and then you get a stupid distraction like this. Pretty disappointing.
It's very disappointing, and I think stupid is probably the best way to describe it. Here you are, you're a week away from potentially being the one seed in the AFC, and like you said, like I don't know that this is necessarily going to mean all that much for Bud Dupree in terms of, being suspended for a game or having, time taken away from him or anything like that. But it's just an unnecessary distraction over something that's really not that big a deal. That, to your point, again, apparently he and his crew went back in there to the Walgreens, which is just not a good look on that front. So not exactly what Mike Vrabel and John Robinson and company are looking for 1 week before the playoffs. I could promise you that.
Right. And again, by all accounts here, and there's still a lot of information missing. I mean, the police put out a thing yesterday, but I mean, there's not a ton of information in it. But it's assault. I think it's I forget the exact wording, but if there was bodily harm, it would be different than this. And really, yeah. If there was any level of bodily harm, it probably would be aggravated assault. You know, it's a misdemeanor. It's what, fear of bodily harm. Yeah. I think is, yeah, you know, so I, you know, I mean, so look, it's not, again, it's not a huge, it's not the crime of the century, but it's just dumb. And now you get the ESPN crawl, Bud Dupree got headlines everywhere. You got the ESPN crawl, which you can blame the media if you want, but ultimately, like, this situation did not have to exist. And it shouldn't have. And, it's surprising. And, Bud Dupree's been here just a little bit of time, and it's not like we even have, much time with anyone in the COVID world. But it is surprising based on the interactions with him that he'd be in a situation like this.
Well, and, it's one of those things. I think Broadway Sports may have had the video yesterday of the original video that circulated around social media of where it basically just looks like Bud Dupree is, pulling somebody away, and that's about it. You can hear him, I think, in that video saying, like, get his phone or something like that.
Right.
But I watched that video and I was like, huh, is that it? And then there has been, you know, I think a TMZ video that's out there now of kind of the more complete picture. And it's a little bit more than that. So I'm interested to see what happens here from the Titans standpoint. Obviously, you know, they've come out and said that they're aware of the situation and they're gathering more information. So I guess we're going to be on Bud Dupree watch from the standpoint of how this shakes out over the next few days and weeks. But anytime you're charged, that's not necessarily good, not necessarily a great thing, especially 1 week before the playoffs. The timing of this for the Titans is not great.
Right. So he'll be, so he's due back in. Okay. So, and I, as I'm talking, I'm watching the surveillance video that TMZ put out. So, you know, it you know, looks like he's basically trying to grab the guy's phone. You know, he's trying to get the phone from the guy. But you know, it doesn't look like a ton of actual like violence in the video, but still, it's like, you just walk away. You walk away. Someone videos you. It will happen again. I mean, it will happen to every single, and I know, like, you know, it's like Nashville, you know, leave celebrities alone. Like this, I mean, everyone is a videographer now. So these things are going to happen, but he's going to be back or due back the 25th and for booking, you know. So, but you know, then you have the legal process, you know. I mean, this won't get resolved until like well after the Super Bowl, you know. So I mean, it's I suppose you know, a plea bargain could happen at some point, I guess, before then potentially, but you know, that's the Tuesday before the potential AFC championship game, you know. So at the very least, it's a distraction for him, it's a distraction for the team, and it just didn't need to happen at all.
We're off and running here today on Robbie and Rex Row, taking your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. When we come back, some news yesterday that Titans fans have been waiting for a long time. We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, Mike, do you guys plan to open a practice window for Derek this week?
Yeah, we've discussed it. We'll see where that goes. You know, he's doing some work today, and you know, we'll see when that window opens, and probably make a decision midweek.
That was Mike Vrabel earlier this week discussing opening the practice window for Derrick Henry. So, Joe, we knew earlier this week that it looked like it might be likely that Derrick Henry was back at practice this week. We even talked about it on the show. Kind of surprised Vrabel went out and said that. And then yesterday, Diana Russini from ESPN reporting that Derrick Henry is expected back at practice today for the Tennessee Titans. So the Titans back on the practice field today as they prepare for Houston coming up on Sunday. And according to Russini, it looks like number 22 is trending towards being out there today as well. Obviously, Joe, that is news that Titans fans have been waiting for really ever since about November the 2nd when he had surgery. This is a big deal for Titans fans and for this team today if Derrick Henry's back out there for practice.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's no reason you wouldn't open the window, I guess, you know, unless you actually had like bad news, and there's no indication of that. So I think Vrabel's willingness to say anything other than, yeah, he's rehabbing kind of told you, you know, that it's coming, and it makes sense. Again, you get 3 week window. So you designate him to return today. And we were just talking about the timeline of that week with the Bud Dupree legal situation. You know, it's obviously a 3 week window for this, which means that you have until the week of the AFC championship game to put him on your active roster. Of course, I think he'll be on there way before that. But this that's all this means. You know, you're opening the window, and then who knows exactly what kind of work he would get today. Again, even when totally healthy, trying to get gear up for a season. He was doing his own thing a lot of preseason camp. It'll be just a kind of a wild scene. You don't usually think of practice scenes at this point in the season, or really even like a couple weeks into a season. It's like, okay, you know, we've seen camp. Now you don't get to see much of practice, but stretching anyway, and let's see the games. But now, I mean, it's going to be, you know, the Beatles, hitting America here with Derrick Henry putting on the 22 and going out there and playing. I know Titans fans got to be brimming with excitement right now.
Lots of excitement with Titans fans. I don't think there's any question about that. I'm really looking forward to seeing the excitement and the videos from the media today too, and really just judging them all against Joe Rexroads, who is, I think, by far and away the best videographer when it comes to Titans media. I always like to compare and contrast the videos out there.
You're not wrong. Some people do it as a job. Some people do it as art, you know, and that's just the difference between us. But actually, so they have new protocols.
They do.
And so it's very restricted. I will not be out there. I'm actually heading to Knoxville after the show for the Ole Miss Tennessee Hoops game tonight. By the way, big win for Vanderbilt last night at Arkansas. Yeah. So it's going to be a very small crew. I can find the names of the people who will be out there today. We could rank them in terms of who will have the best video. I know Teresa will be one of them, but
she will.
And I don't have a great feel for Teresa's video. I don't think she does a ton of video. Teresa doesn't really do a ton of video, does she?
I don't think she does.
Think so.
TD like edits them together and stuff, you know, like
that's pretty fancy.
It's pretty fancy. I mean, let's be honest, like I could never ever get to that point. So if it's today is him, I think he'd be out there. I think he's out there. Then that might be your best bet.
Wyatt has some good videos. Jim Wyatt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Wyatt's good. I mean, you know, actually Glennon, for a 79-year-old guy, he's not bad at all. You know, I mean, he really isn't.
Sure, he'll very much appreciate that. It was good stuff. So if Derrick Henry's back out there today, obviously the excitement is going to run rampant. Now, it is interesting because I was kind of monitoring the reaction of Titans Twitter yesterday, and there was, I would say, if I had just based on nothing but the interactions I saw, so take that for what it's worth, but I would say 85 to 90% say, yeah, just get him ready for the playoffs. Yeah. Good to see him back at practice. You can beat the Texans without him. Get him back for the playoffs. There was about 10% though that said, "Oh, I'd like to see him get over 1,000 yards. Play him on Sunday versus Houston. Knock off some of that rust, and then he's ready to go come playoff time." So, number one, I'm interested to see how like all of Titans Twitter feels about that. Hit up our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. But also, I'm interested to see how the Titans handle that. My guess is it's probably more of the former rather than the latter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just, especially because, you know, if they weren't getting the bye, and by the way, we don't know that they are. They have to win, but
that's right.
But you have to think in your mind that it's possible that you're going to win, right? So, to play him and then have a 2-week break before the next game, I don't know. It seems to me like that's 3 weeks of not going full bore, not having contact, not risking injury at all. That could just be three more beneficial weeks to the bone, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be? Again, if it's true that a full off season of not doing anything on this is better than doing something now, which is what the foot surgeon I talked to told me, then it has to be true that 3 weeks more is worth having if you can have it, right? So I understand the idea of 1,000 yards. That would be pretty cool story for him to be out there and actually get that, and then end up like fourth in rushing, playing half a season, you know, or whatever it would be. I mean, 66 right now still, which is hilarious. And I guess, you know, the rust thing, but I just don't see the value in that. I'll be surprised if it's seriously considered.
Well, and didn't like Tony Deuce basically kind of shut down the rust thing? When he was talking yesterday, it was basically like, yeah, you know, when he gets back in practice, that'll pretty much take care of itself, was paraphrasing basically what was coming out of Titans assistant coach talk.
Yeah, I felt bad for Tony Deuce. We just peppered him with so many hypotheticals yesterday. But yes, it's, and again, I mean, obviously he's working with the other backs too, but with a lot of just stuff on the side and getting in shape, working on catching the ball, things like that. When he gets the ball in this offense, there's full confidence that, the reads and all these things that he's worked very hard on. It's not just like snap your fingers, okay, go run that way with the ball. And there's a lot to it, you know, to read the outside zone stuff and all that. But I mean, he's now a seasoned veteran and all that stuff. So it shouldn't be much more than, you know, take a couple hits and now you're in the game.
Yeah. And I don't have a huge rust concerns from Derrick Henry. I think he's got enough, you know, we talked about banked reps with AJ Brown and Ryan Tannehill. I think Derrick Henry's got enough banked reps to know what he's going to be looking at when it comes to game speed and game time in the NFL. So I don't worry about that too much. It's just, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. If you're a player on this team, you've probably known this is coming for at least some time now of him getting back out there. But when you step out there today on the practice field and you actually see number 22 out there in some capacity, that's got to be a pretty good feeling if you're a player on this team, knowing that the playoffs are right around the corner. You have a chance to lock up the one seed on Sunday against Houston, and all of a sudden, this, you know, absolute beast of a human being and maybe coming back for the playoffs for you. That's got to be feel pretty good if you're a player out there today for the Titans.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and he's a presence too. I mean, I know he's been around. It's not like he's coming all of a sudden. He's emerging from nowhere. I mean, he's been around. He's been in that facility. I mean, I've seen him, you know, kind of rolling around on a scooter in the building, things like that. So he's been there. But still, you got to have tremendous confidence with all that you've done as a team to be in this position without him. Now to get him back. He doesn't have to run 30 times for 160 yards to me to still make a difference for this team. Even just a couple big plays in a game, you know, or just one goal line plunge, you know, for a big touchdown. I mean, it's just going to be really interesting to see, you know, how if they try to slow play it a little bit, or if you're waiting until the divisional round and you bring them out, is it like, okay, here it is, Derrick Henry back in the offense. He's the guy. I really don't know, and I don't think they're going to tell us. I think we're going to have to find out in the game.
Called shot right now, Rex Road. At some point in the playoffs, they put Henry back in the Wildcat, and he goes through his reads and finds a wide-open Ryan Tannehill to his left for a touchdown. That's what Henry's been doing the whole time. He's been studying film. He knows he left Marcus out to dry in the playoffs, and he knows he left Tannehill out to dry, not going through his reads. He does it this time around.
That's a pretty good called shot. I mean, if you get that look again, you know, obviously you're focused on whoever you're jump passing it to, right? And it's a shorter pass.
Yeah.
But really, if you just if your QB is just completely left alone, that's a gimme, man. That's a gimme. I like that called shot.
Former wide receiver quarterback like Tana Wheels over there. Be good stuff. Good stuff.
Exactly.
That's what we're going to see. Called shot right here on the program. We'll take your thoughts on Derrick Henry coming back to practice with the Titans. How excited are you to see number 22 back out there on the practice field today? Hit up our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. 102.5 The Game tomorrow night for the Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade. You can drink specials, enter to win the Preds tickets, and watch the Preds take on the LA Kings. The Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade, located at 114 2nd Avenue South downtown. The puck drops at 9:30. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube today and every day. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezvik here with you on this Wednesday morning, taking your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our text line. Tyler from Berry Hill texting in says, I think in an ideal world, Derek is ready to play this week. It would definitely benefit him to see some game action prior to the playoffs. I think the real question is how long he's been out of the boot. If the bone is considered healed, I'm much less concerned about the bone and more worried about muscle atrophy after making him more apt to suffer a soft tissue injury if he's been in a boot for the last 8 weeks and hasn't had time to condition the leg. This is coming from Tyler from Berry Hill. And Joe has muted himself for the first time this show.
Probably won't be the last. And I made a funny joke. I said, thank you, Dr. Tyler. Yeah, I mean, that's all, you know, I'm sure all these things are taken into consideration. Again, the bone healing should have really been a few weeks ago. So a lot of, I think getting him to the field is a lot of stuff you're talking about. You know, it's getting him ready in every other way. Obviously, you know, talked about it ad nauseum. Big concern with any sort of major injury is if mentally you are, you know, if you're being careful, and of course it's human nature to do so, then are you increasing the possibility of another injury, a different injury, you know? So a lot goes into returning. I disagree with the, you know, like, I think the potential cost way outweighs the benefit of Derrick Henry getting a few carries Sunday at Houston, but we'll see.
I guess my question on that is like, okay, let's say he gets 7 carries, 8 carries, or whatever the number is against Houston on Sunday. If you win the game, he's off for another 2 weeks after that. So like, if the idea is to knock off rust, are you really knocking off that much rust when you have 8 carries and then you're off for another 2 weeks going into a playoff game? Like, that, to me, that just doesn't really add up.
Right. And I guess, hey, maybe if you're the Titans, you want the option of having him available because it's a hugely important game to win.
Yeah.
You could look at it that way. Like, you know, could he be the difference? I mean, obviously it's a big deal for him to return for this team for the playoffs, and I think most people would agree, like, they have a much better chance of winning games in the playoffs if they have 22 going like 22 can go. So I guess you could look at it, if you're the Titans, like, hey, you know, the Texans beat us once and they have nothing to lose, and we need all hands on deck, and even a few carries from him could be the difference, and you got to get that one seed. I mean, I guess if that's how you look at it, then, you know, then that I guess changes things a little bit. But I also think that you should be confident winning this game without him.
Well, if that's the approach the Titans took, and recent history is any indication, all it would take Derrick Henry against the Texans is, I don't know, 8, 9, maybe 11 carries to get to 200 yards. I mean, he'd be right there.
Fair.
He has destroyed them the last few years.
Yeah, I'm sure he's like, oh, gosh. If there was ever a game that I came back to start feeling better and feel confident and everything, yes, I think the Houston Texans. By the way, the Houston Texans defense without Zach Cunningham. I mean, you know, they couldn't tackle him with Zach Cunningham.
Yeah.
You know, who did tackle him sometimes, by the way. But now you take Zach Cunningham out of the middle of that defense. See, by the way, Zach Cunningham this week, you know, like Tannehill last week. See, now I can actually buy Zach Cunningham flying around and blowing people up this week because, you know, he wants to get his old team back. And at linebacker, he has much more opportunity to do so.
Do we think Zach Cunningham is sitting here doing some crunches and some push-ups even right now, even as we speak today?
Probably. Yeah. He's probably in a barn somewhere in the snow, you know, like dragging some kind of a thing across the barn, you know, just thinking about the Houston Texans. But yeah, I mean, if you're Henry, that is, it's like, man, yes, please activate me. Just give me like 12 carries. Yeah. Just let me see what I can do with like 12 carries against that defense.
Ron on the text line says, I'm kind of on the fence about Henry playing the last game if he's ready. I think if we do play him, just play him in garbage time when the Titans have the game won, then let him get out there and get some reps. That's coming from Ron on the text line. I think if the game is in hand, you're probably not putting Derrick Henry out there, be my guess.
I mean, imagine if that's your approach and then you get him hurt right there, you know?
That will not be a fun press conference for Mike Vrabel.
Right. Like, I mean, if you used him when the game's still in doubt, then and he got hurt, well, okay. I mean, you know, it's a huge game. You know, it's a game you need to win, and you felt he was ready, and you just don't know with these things. But yeah, if that was the scenario, oh boy. I don't think there's any way. I'm going to be surprised, but maybe there'll be a little bit more indication as the week goes on. You know, from Henry, from Vrabel, from somebody about what they're thinking on that.
Yeah, maybe so. And going to be interested to see how that shakes out here. I mean, the thing is, if you're the Titans, and we've talked about this, kind of how they've replaced Derrick Henry's rushing attack, and replaced is probably not the right word, but they have handled it, I think, just about as well as anybody could have hoped for to this point. With the way Deontay Foreman ran the ball last week, Deontay Foreman should be able to run the ball pretty well against this Houston defense. I mean, I know the numbers weren't that great the last time they played the Texans in terms of running the ball. Number one, the conditions were not good. And number two, you're down the whole game and your quarterback kept throwing interceptions. So it's hard for me to take much away from that in terms of, you know, how to grade the rushing attack. Was Adrian Peterson? No, that was Dontrell Hilliard's first real breakout game for the Titans, I think, last time they played Houston. So if Deontay Foreman looks anything like he looked last Sunday, you ought to be able to run the ball just fine with him this Sunday. And then till 22, you'll see him in the playoffs.
And by the way, there's another guy taking on his former team, the team that drafted him in the third round. And he didn't have too much of a stay there before they moved on from him. Again, it's quite a story just with him as you watch him play now. Like, I don't think he's going to be, you know, sitting there waiting for someone to pick him up next year after this, right? I can't imagine. Can't imagine that. And it's still hard for me to totally understand how it got to that point when you watch him play.
Well, and the thing with him now is, like, I would assume, based on what Foreman has done this year, that whether it's here next year or wherever, like, he's got to have a spot in the league, right? Like, I think he's proven he's pretty good back in this league.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, I can't imagine that he hasn't helped himself a ton with this. And I think he's got some important work ahead of him too, even with Henry. Even if Henry comes back, I don't see the Titans going full. Okay. It's all Derrick's show. Maybe I'm wrong, especially you have three more weeks from now. Maybe that's what will be the case. But I think Foreman probably has some important work ahead of him in the postseason too.
Logan texting in says, I'd put him out there for play action and hit him with a couple of bombs. He hits the field and everyone thinks they're going to run immediately and that he's running too. So just the old decoy strategy for Derrick Henry on Sunday.
Okay, wait. Hit him? Sending Derrick on a wheel route?
No. Using him for play action bombs.
I did think about, what if, you know, first play is one of those little play action fake to him, and then you send him down for that little throwback screen, you know?
Yeah.
He scored a couple TDs on those. You know, why not give him a little space, see what he can do. That's
right. Adam texting in says, with the news of the return of the King yesterday, I fired up my YouTube TV subscription back up. I have playoff hopes now. So I guess that means Adam has just been totally done, hasn't watched anything since Derrick Henry went out. And now that Henry's back in, his YouTube TV subscription is back in there. I hope Derrick Henry gets like a cut of that from YouTube TV if Adam is basing his decision off that. Way to go, Adam.
So, Adam, did you know that this team is the number one seed right now? They've been winning actually quite a few games without Derrick Henry.
I love it. He's like, you know what? This is it. I could get my YouTube TV subscription back in there. I understand. Very good. Very good. Very good day to be excited if you're a Titans fan with Derrick Henry coming back in there. But I hope Derrick Henry does get some royalties from YouTube TV.
Yeah, well, I suppose so. I mean, I don't even explain to me, like, so YouTube TV, never mind. It's we don't have time. We don't have time. I like YouTube, though.
Yes. Just a subscription, Joe. Just a subscription. Yeah.
And quite, like, quite a few people do use that for, like, live sports, right?
Correct. Yeah, I've got it.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Deal. I still pay for cable, so there you go.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on Derrick Henry on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Also, another departure from the Titans yesterday of someone we've gotten a lot of questions about on our text line. We'll get into that coming up next as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to check out Nashville's best deals. Right now, you can buy $100 and get $50 to the Woodhouse Spa Nashville. You can save 75% off at Nashville Armory, the Beanbag Coffee and Tea Shop, and Seafood Sensation, and get $50 free with a $100 purchase in downtown dollars. You can check out all of Nashville's best deals now at thegamenashville.com/deals. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. By the way, Logan, who suggested the play-action passes with Henry as a decoy, says you have to throw it to NWI just for Rex Road. So that apparently is the play call that Todd Downing needs to execute.
Or Ferkser, you know, so he can score another touchdown. Now that he's on a touchdown in a week pace for 1 week.
Ron asking the question, what happens if Henry comes to you, if you're a coach, on this week and says he wants to play on Sunday? Would you let him play or would you hold him out? So let's say Derrick Henry wants to play Sunday. Do you let him if you're Mike Vrabel and the Titans? Or do you say, yeah, we know you do, bud, but we're just going to hold you out to the playoffs?
Well, I think first of all, any discussion like that, you're also looping in doctors, right?
Yeah.
And my question would be, again, based on, you know, foot surgeon I talked to, and I've heard this from others, people as well. And there's a lot of medical experts out there. I think it's pretty generally agreed upon that more time is good. At the same time, you know, I guess my question would be is it healed? Is it totally healed? And I think the answer is going to absolutely be yes, because he wouldn't be out there doing this stuff if not. But then the question is, okay, but is there any benefit? Is there more risk doing it now? Is there any potential benefit waiting? And I think the answer would be yes. So now, If Derrick Henry's like, hey, I just really think it would mean a lot, and I think it would be beneficial to us, to me, to get out there and do a little bit of work this week. And I guess if the doctors are like, you can do it. I mean, there's no promise that waiting 3 weeks is going to make it any better. You know, it's healed. Then maybe you do it. But it's got to be a conversation like that. It's got to be like, ask every possible question you can ask and get the medical people involved in the discussion.
Right. Well, I mean, like, basically, like, you know, the decision can't be 100% Derrick Henry's is basically the point. Like, it can't just be, oh, well, Derrick wants to play, so just throw him out there. Like, it's you've got to have the medical base. And you know, honestly, I'm sure Derrick Henry would know that as well heading into this week, that you're going to want to take the smartest route possible here if you're him and the Titans, especially. You know, this is a big game coming up on Sunday. Obviously, you want to win this game. We've talked about the importance of the bye week and the one seed, all that stuff. It's still not the same thing as win and get in the playoffs. Like, at least you know you're going to the playoffs at this point. So there is a little bit of a difference there too.
Yeah. I do think that whether you want to say it to your team or not, or anybody wants to talk about internally, I mean, everybody's got to know, like, your chances of going to the Super Bowl are so much better if you're the one seed and you have to win two games at home as opposed to any other seed and have to win three games and potentially, you know, have to go on the road for the title game. I mean, it's a big, big difference. So, you know, it's just like, I'm sorry, you should be able to beat the Houston Texans without Derrick Henry, even though, yes, they are going for the sweep of you on Sunday.
New quarterback, though. Davis Mills in there.
Well, right. They beat you without him.
That's
right. How much more dangerous are they now?
Significantly, my friend. So, Joe, there was a question for about a month that it felt like we got, if not every day on the text line, almost every day on the text line, and that is, so when is Golden Tate going to be activated? When is Golden Tate going to be out there and playing for the Titans? And apparently the answer to that question is never, because Golden Tate is, he has now been released by the Titans, released yesterday from the practice squad, was not active for the Titans, did not ever play for the Titans. So the Golden Tate era, as brief as it was, and, you know, frankly, when it comes to the active roster, as non-existent as it was, now over with the Tennessee Titans. So maybe that question on the text line now goes away.
Yeah. It's I get it, because it's always like the recognizable guy who has done good things in the league. I mean, if someone is produced in the league and you know the name, there's automatically this, ooh, what about this guy? I mean, how much more like buzz/interest was there in Adrian Peterson joining the Titans as compared to Dontrell Hilliard or Deontay Foreman, right?
Yeah.
And it's a huge difference, but they both were much better than him, because it's a young person's league for the most part. And but even yesterday, I had some people on Twitter like, I just don't get this. And I'm like, I don't understand, you know, like what it is to get, you know, like if they were in some weeks while Golden Tate was here down to guys who are fighting to be on practice squads in the NFL, and he couldn't beat those guys out. So what does that tell you? I don't think it tells you the Titans didn't give him a chance, and they brought him in and signed him. He's been in the building. He's been on the field. I mean, he's 33 years old, and I mean, I guess I would expect we probably don't see him much from Golden Tate in the NFL anymore. It would have been a cool story, you know, for the hometown kid to do something with the Titans. But if he's not out there, I think you can trust that, like, they've explored the possibility.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things to keep in mind here. Number one, he wasn't in the league before the Titans called him. So,
right.
You know, there's, you know, teams around the league that need wide receivers. You know, Golden Tate, if he was good enough to be in the league, to me, would have been in the league. And secondly, like, and we talked about this about 2 weeks after he got here. It's like, all right, if he's not active now based on the wide receiver situation that they have, like, what would they possibly be waiting on? Like, was he that out of shape? To me, it told me when he wasn't active a couple weeks after, based on AJ being out, Julio being out, you had Cody Hollister in there taking reps. Like, to me, that told me they didn't think he was good enough anymore. So, like, the fact that it's ended this way, to me, is really not that much of a surprise. It's just kind of the classic example of, all right, that's a name we know. He's a local guy. He has a really good career. I don't want to take anything away from the career that Golden Tate's had. But at some point, you know, the injuries and father time catch up to you. And it looks like that's happened to Golden Tate at this point.
Right. Like, Coach Seth Luttrell on Twitter was like, I just think given the guys we started, we could have at least dressed Golden Tate 1 week. You know, to me, if you can dress Adrian Peterson, you could have done Golden. Yeah. But again, you're going to go pecking order on who earns it. And again, we talked about this before too. It really came down to, like, is he better than Chester Rogers? Cause that would probably be the role he'd play. And, you know, these running backs were out of the league too, but there's a difference between being out of the league, being young, and doing everything you can to be in the league and establish yourself and being older, having established yourself, having had a good career, you know, I think there's probably a little bit difference in those two people. And so, you know, Foreman and Hilliard, young guys who are jumping all over their opportunity. Again, it's easier when you're younger. It's easier in a lot of ways in life when you're younger.
Go back to the text line.
Philosophical.
That's right. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. Tyler from Berry Hill texting back in. Just think about this. If Derrick Henry comes back full bore on Sunday and does put up a big number, he could end the season as the second leading rusher in the NFL in just 9 games. He'd have my vote for offensive player of the year. This coming from Tyler from Berry Hill. Now, I mean, I guess that
is that true?
Well, not really. I mean, he's at 937 yards. Joe Mixon is in second at 1205. So you're talking about almost a 300-yard rushing game there at that point. Also not factoring in that, you know, Mixon and Chubb and Harris, all of which are in front of him, you know, still have another game that they're going to have to play too. So,
right, yeah.
I mean, I guess if he ran for 500, then, yeah, he might put himself, which, you know, against the Texans, who knows?
Don't rule it out. Don't rule it out.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about that.
Yeah, that'd be something. How about Derrick Henry comes in and, you know, gets 500 yards and wins MVP in the end? Because there's some people who aren't voting for Aaron Rodgers. I can tell you that much.
Oh, well, we're going to have a whole lot to say about that coming up at 7:30. Got a whole lot to say about that. We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans and Derrick Henry on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Now that it looks like 22 is going to be back in there, at least for the playoffs, how does that change your expectations for this group? Hit up our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Let me tell you about my friends at Jasper's. As the neighborhood bar and restaurant to each or to catch the next Preds game, Jasper's is located on West End Avenue and offers a very fun atmosphere with a game room, TVs, and a large bar and lounge area. Plus, they're offering free parking. We know what kind of a big deal that is downtown. Free parking on West End and offer specials for every single Preds game day, including $10 smash burgers and $3 bottle of domestic. So come on down to Jasper's for the next game day for happy hour every single weekday from 4 to 6 p.m. and 2-for-1 beers all day on Sundays. Just tell them that Robbie Stanley sent you.